I know that you've done a lot of things, you know, in your career, played a lot of places, been a lot of places, seen a lot of things. Where, in the sense of singing on other people's projects, singing on demos and things like that, how does that fit in for you? Because you've got such a great voice.
Well, I love singing demos. There's a pressure that is not on me when I sing demos, because it's usually written by someone else. You know, you have a certain pressure on you when you're singing your own material. But then there's another pressure that's on you because you're trying to take that writer's song and make it the best you possibly can. But I love singing demos. I think I will always want to sing demos.
Yeah.
You know, I just think it's a great part of the music industry.
I know that you have worked a lot with Doc.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about Doc.
Doc Harrell.
And your relationship.
Doc Harrell and I met while I was on the road. We met the first time I called him for I needed a piano player and a guitar player for a job I was doing in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. So Doc drives up from Louisiana, and I talked to him on the phone but never met him. And Doc shows up right at the very last minute with the whole front end knocked off of his car. And he got in an accident on the way up there. And the first thing that Doc said to me when he stuck his hand out to shake my hand was, "Cool, another hippie." And we have been writing music and playing music ever since.
Yeah, you guys probably wrote, 50, 60 songs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've done a lot of...
Made an album or two together? Mm-hmm. And
yeah, we did an album called Both Barrels, which was mostly rhythm and blues. And Doc's very prolific, and he's just a fantastic writer and artist.
Pick one that you and Doc wrote and play it for me.
Oh, okay. Here's one that, let's see if I remember how it goes. This one's called Doing All Right for a Man Who's Done It All Wrong.
There you go.
Let me tune.
Sure.
Hound dog howling around the window for another two. Guess he got a case of blues because he's missing you. And the cat ain't slept a wink, girl, since you've been gone. All he does is lay around waiting by the telephone. But when it comes to me, can't you see? Well, I'm doing all right for a man whose heart's been broken too. And I'm doing all right for a man that can't stop thinking about you. And I'm doing all right as long as I keep hoping you'll be coming back home. Yeah, I'm doing all right. Well, I'm doing all right for a man who's done it all wrong.
All right, man. Very cool. That's very cool.
Yes.
Fortress Music. I know that you've that's your company, and tell me about Fortress Music.
Well, I started Fortress Music in 2003. And I had a vision when I moved there. I bought a house way out in the country.
That's in Cumberland.
Down in Cumberland Furnace, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I decided that when I would finally be able to get to a point where I could build a studio and be out there in the middle of nowhere and get as loud as I want to and write as much as I want to, that I would eventually start some type of music company. So Fortress Music is now still in its growing stages, but it's come a long way since the beginning. And at this point now, we're starting to do some recording and take on some projects from other writers, done some gospel stuff over the years, and it just grows every day.
The songwriting, the recording, the playing, is there any one facet of what you do with your music that you think that you enjoy more than the other, or are they all pretty much you enjoy it at the moment you're doing that part?
Well, you know, I love playing live. I always have. I've always loved the performing end of it, but, you know, my passion is songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that if I ever have the choice to either go write or play, I usually take the writing end of it, you know.
So if you were to give advice to someone who was out there and they were young and they were wide-eyed and bushy-tailed and considering playing music for a living, if you had to say something to them that you think that might help them with their ambitions and goals, what would you think would be the most important thing or things that they should be doing right now to have a shot at that?
Well, I think the best advice that I ever gave anyone about the music business was to my 23-year-old son, who's now 23. But when he graduated high school, he came to me. Of course, at that time we were touring, you know, and he said, "Dad, I know what I want to do. I want to go out on the road and be a musician just like you." And the first thing I told him was, you know, go get a good education. Mm-hmm. But now, with his world the way it is, I think he's having more benefits from having that education because it allows him to be as free as he wants to with his music. So the best advice that I could give a newcomer is to practice, write everything, and learn your craft, hone your craft as best you can. And if you do decide to come to Nashville, plan to work in other ways other than the music business, but never stop pursuing your goal for music.
Michael, thank you for sitting with me and talking to me, man, and being my brother.
Well, I appreciate you, man.
All right, man.
Thank you, brother.